Welcome to Rock Your Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of international boating, super yachting, and maritime industry news and opinions. Well-known rib manufacturer Zodiac has revealed two new electrically powered ribs. The two new boats are sized 3.1 meters and 3.4 meters respectively, and both will be powered by Torqeedo electric motors. Zodiac says that these all-electric models require no maintenance or upkeep and don't produce any pollution. According to the company, both boats will have about an hour of use at maximum power, but about 10 hours at 5 knots, all in complete silence, except, of course, for the sound of the water. The specific motors that the boats will use are Torqeedo's Cruise model outboards. These are electric lithium battery powered motors that are available in three different output versions: a 2 kilowatt, which is the equivalent of 5 horsepower, a 4 kilowatt or 8 horsepower, and a 10 kilowatt or 20 horsepower. All three motors are specifically designed for small dinghies such as the new Zodiac models. They all have a built-in GPS antenna with an onboard computer and a display that shows information such as speed, input power, battery charge status, and the remaining battery range. According to Torqeedo, the three motors will give you a travel range of between 16 kilometers and 60 kilometers, depending on the model, the installed battery capacity, and the speed at which you travel. The new boats are ready for production, and prices start from €21,000, including the motor, but excluding VAT and shipping. To find out more, visit zodiac-nautic.com. Hampton Yachts has announced a new model, the Hampton Endurance E590. The new yacht will become the smallest in the company's Endurance range of yachts, which tops out at the big E750. The company says that the new yacht is a, quote, world-class cruising yacht that's designed to be easily operated by a couple, unquote. The Endurance range is all explorer-type yachts designed and equipped to go anywhere in any conditions. The yacht has three decks with a lower, a main, and a flybridge. Its 18-foot beam gives the boat loads of interior space. The lower deck features an owner's cabin in the center of the yacht, and there's a VIP in the bow. Between the cabins, you can opt for either a twin cabin for the kids or a seating and social area. Both cabins each get their own heads compartment. On the main deck, you can choose to have a lower helm station or a dinette. If you pick the dinette, then your only helm station is up on the flybridge. The main deck includes a galley with all of the equipment you could want for any trip. Hampton Yachts says the E590 has a 5,670-litre fuel capacity with a water capacity of 1,514 litres, so it's really designed to be comfortable to live aboard for long trips. To ensure that you can make those trips in safety, the hull features two layers of Kevlar, with a total of three layers in the front for extra protection in what the company calls the collision zone. For more information about this new yacht, I recommend visiting yacht broker SeattleYachts.com, which has a lot more detailed specifications than those available on the manufacturer's site. Correct Craft has just introduced two new models under its Supreme Boats range of wakesurfing towboats. According to the company, the new S220 and S240 are, quote, all about surf, style, and superior value, unquote. Starting with the S240, the 24-foot boat can carry up to 16 passengers and features a range of luxurious but tough interior finishes. Buyers of the S240 can pick from 12 hull colors and 2 upholstery schemes, with up to 31 colors to choose from for the tower. The boat offers up to 4,800 pounds of ballast in up to 6 individually pumped locations, evenly spread through the boat. The S220, on the other hand, can hold up to 14 passengers and features the same choice of marine grade upholstery and interior finish options. In terms of colors, buyers can choose from 12 hull colors and 2 upholstery schemes, with a choice of 12 different vinyl colors. The ballast arrangement on the S220 is nearly identical to the 240, with 4,400 pounds available. Both boats are built on the company's so-called Easy V hull, which the company says will handle rough water comfortably and make slow speed handling effortless. Both also feature a range of clever mechanical devices on the stern that allows the driver to customize the height, length, and shape of the surf wave for the rider. The S220 has an overall length of 22 foot and the S240 24 foot. Both boats have a 280 litre fuel capacity. I've left out a lot of information here for the sake of time, but if you want to learn more, visit correctcraft.com. Well, that's it for this week's shorter episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. And when I'm not researching, writing, and producing these videos, I pay the bills as a marketing copywriter. I've got a passion for the boating and marine industry in general, and I would love to hear from you the next time you need some seaworthy copywriting done. I'm easy to find too. Please reach out to me on either LinkedIn or via my website with all the details in the description. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.